You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. The Mac Mini gets an update after 4 long years, by Brian Barrett. On October 16 of 2014, Apple announced a modest upgrade to the Mac Mini, the puckish computer that plays caboose in Cupertino's desktop train. And then, nothing. For 4 years, despite remaining for sale, the Mac Mini languished without any updates at all. But now, it's back with a vengeance. There's another small but mighty Mac our users have been waiting for, said Apple CEO Tim Cook at an Apple hardware event in New York. He then introduced a slick teaser video which, in fairness, the company has had 4 years to work on. The new Mac Mini keeps the essential form factor of its predecessor, one that the Apple TV has embraced as well, but now features a space gray finish and comes with a processor that's more recent than the first John Wick movie. Specifically, it has Intel's 8th generation core processors, which came out in 2017, but still have plenty of kick. It starts with a quad-core chip, but you can upgrade to 6 cores. Similarly, the entry-level Mac Mini has a relatively scant 8GB of RAM and 128GB of flash storage, but you can upgrade all the way up to 64GB of RAM and a 2TB solid-state drive. As for connectivity, it comes with ports aplenty, one Ethernet, upgradable to 10GB, 4 Thunderbolt 3, 1 HDMI, and 2 USB-A. Apple touted the Mac Mini's performance on Tuesday, touting that it was up to 5 times faster than the previous generation. This, we should point out, means nothing. You might as well say how much faster a Camry is than a Conestoga wagon. Still, it at least seems to have internals that can actually get work done, even fairly intensive creative work and video encoding, if you're willing to pay for it. Speaking of which, the Mac Mini starts at $800, which Apple touted as by far the best value we've ever offered in a Mac Mini. And while it's certainly way less than an iMac or even the new MacBook Air, remember that for many use cases, you're going to have to cough up money for a display, keyboard, and mouse as well. Once you get that memory and storage up to ramming speed, it'll add up. Other assorted details, as with Apple's new MacBook Air, the new Mac Mini is made of 100% recycled aluminum and has a new thermal system for more efficient cooling. A good idea, given how much more horsepower it's got. You can order it today, and you'll get it to your doorstep on November 7, which is to say, against all odds, the Mac Mini has finally returned, with plenty to show for the wait.